On the Minnesota-South Dakota border near the town of Marietta, a light south wind ruffles the water of a marshy-looking lake. Shorebirds pick in the muddy beach for a snack. Bees search for nectar in the stands of grass and flowers along the water's edge. A close look at the thin strip of dry mudflat surrounding the water reveals what makes this lake different. Like powdered sugar on a brownie, the dark mud is dusted by a layer of white.
It's the saltiest body of water in Minnesota.
Avid bird watcher and all-around outdoor enthusiast Goodman Larson has spent a lifetime studying Salt Lake. He was born in Marietta, though lives now in the Twin Cities. But he still owns a farm near the lake and treasures the times he can visit. Salt Lake is only 4 feet deep, and Larson says it frequently dries up in drought cycles.
I know for a fact on dry years, it looked like the place was burning with the wind blowing the white salt off Salt Lake.
Brine water lakes become more common the further west you go in the U.S. This Minnesota example is one-third as salty as the ocean and supports an assortment of life not usually found in the state. Salt-tolerant grasses grow along the water's edge, and in the lake itself, shrimp.
I remember taking a plankton net out in the water, and a plankton net at the end has a test tube, and so they concentrate the plankton in that test tube, and it was pink from the brine shrimp that are found here.
Larson's son, Ken, volunteers to taste the water of Salt Lake.
It just tastes like very soft water, without that harder mineral content.
The salt in Salt Lake is a natural byproduct of the alkaline soil surrounding it. Brad Olson works for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. He says runoff from nearby farm fields carries all sorts of things into the lake, including the salt trapped in the soil.
This particular basin doesn't have a natural outlet, so whatever is coming in stays here, and the only water that we're losing is through evaporation and filtration down into the soil.
But only the water evaporates. Any minerals in it, like salt, are left behind. It's this centuries-old process of runoff and evaporation that has concentrated salt in the lake. For Goodman and Ken Larson, the best thing about the area are the birds attracted by the brine water food. Shorebirds like avocets and willets. All sorts of ducks, including the canvasback, gadwall, and shoveler. Canada geese are regular visitors. And in the prairie grasses surrounding the lake, the Larsons peer through a spotting scope, hoping for a surprise.
I think it looks like a dickcissel to me.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. A dickcissel is a western bird that you will find in Minnesota. And there it's flying.
The lake is well known among Minnesota birders as a great place to see prairie and saltwater birds not seen elsewhere in the state. But Ken Larson says that's only part of the attraction.
It's extremely charming. It's extremely picturesque. It's great for birding, but it's so beautiful and so quiet out here.
The busiest time for visitors at the lake is probably spring, when bird watchers armed with binoculars and spotting scopes turn out to see what sort of rare treasures the annual migration brings. The birders even help pay for a wood observation deck on the east side of the lake. All the better to view a body of water that's a one-of-a-kind in the land of 10,000 lakes. Mark Style, Minnesota Public Radio.